Middle East on the brink. North Korea on the brink. Iran increasing its aggression. Elections in Taiwan. Look, there's a lot of global instability as we ourselves plunge into primary season. How have you sheltered your savings and investments from potential major setbacks to the economy? You think it can happen here? It can happen here, but it's not too late to diversify an old IRA or 401k into gold. And Birch Gold Group can help you with that. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. As opposed to many other investments, gold thrives in times of uncertainty. It is an important part of diversifying your savings. Now listen, here's how Birch Gold can help make it a part of yours. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. And it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. You want to learn more? Just text SAVAGE to 989898 for a free info kit. S-A-V-A-G-E, text it to 989898 and you get a free info kit. It costs you nothing. Just text SAVAGE to 989898. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, and thousands of happy customers, I encourage you to arm yourself with the knowledge of diversification through precious metals. Protect yourself. Text SAVAGE to 989898 and claim your free info kit. Protect your savings with gold. Do it now. Text SAVAGE to 989898. Thank you very much. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. Text SAVAGE to 989898.
Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
Let's go to the callers in Boca Raton. The rat's mouth. Joe, welcome to the Savage Nation.
On this one, I believe that the Muslim Brotherhood is pretty much the same as the Tea Party. And
so the Tea Party wants to put women in burqas?
No, the Tea Party wants to stand against big government, and same with the Muslim Brotherhood against the Israelites who have...
Wait, Joe, please. You made quite a statement that the Muslim Brotherhood is equal to the Tea Party. You're not serious, are you?
Oh, I'm absolutely serious.
So in other words, the Tea Party movement in America wants to introduce Tea Party law in America where everyone will be forced to drink six cups a day while praying for Arthur Godfrey?
No, it's about freedom, and the Muslim Brotherhood has been suppressed by the government, and they're trying to overthrow the government so they can at least...
So in your mind, the Muslim Brotherhood is a benign, kindly faction?
I wouldn't say that, but I'd say that...
Well, what would you say, since you're an ignoramus to begin with, to make a statement of the kind you made to enter this national talk show? Who is the Muslim Brotherhood? What have they done, and what do they stand for?
They stand for their beliefs and their religion.
Well, what is their beliefs? I asked you. You're talking about it as though you know something. Who is the Muslim Brotherhood? What do they believe in?
They believe that they need to have the right... They want to be in the government, too. I don't know what kind of education you come from, but my professor is a lot more smarter than you, and he's...
I would say that you're perhaps the stupidest caller I've ever had in my 16 years on radio. You actually win a prize. Is there some way I can send you some fish oils to try and push your thinking power up to that of, let's say, a moron?
Excuse me, I'm in school right now, and I don't have a degree yet, but I am...
No, I can tell that. I don't know what school you might be in. What is it, Tallahassee Prison for Women? The college courses? You have no idea what you're talking about. You're so over your head, it's an embarrassment, but you wouldn't even understand what you're talking about. The Muslim Brotherhood stands for the introduction of Sharia law. Do you know what Sharia law is?
From what you say, from what you teach, it sounds like it's the devil's worship.
Uh-huh. So you would like Sharia law. Would you like to wear a burqa?
That's not my religion, but I would like to have the freedom to...
Well, wait a minute. Lady, you said that the Muslim Brotherhood is simply an oppressed faction, a political faction that simply wants its day in the sun. You don't even know who the Muslim Brotherhood is. They stand for Sharia law. They want Sharia law spread throughout the world, which would include you, Joe. Do you understand what that means?
Well,
okay, you're okay. Take a walk. please, Joe, do me a favor. Never call the show again. In fact, don't even listen to my show, because listeners like you lower the IQ by a vast amount. I know that when a person like you listens, the IQ goes down for every listener to the show.
Savage.
Let's go to the callers. Los Angeles, KGIL. Michael, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Michael, I just think that multimillionaires like you are afraid of Obama because you make well over $250,000 a year, and you don't
I make over 10 times that. That's right, and you don't give me a dime of it, do you? In fact, the amount of taxes I pay for losers like you.
Well, losers like
you. And if it wasn't for winners like me, losers like you would be licking garbage in the gutter. And, so don't sit here and tell me I'm taking it from you.
Yeah, and Obama...
Did you put any money in my pocket?
Keep abortion legal.
Did you put any money in my pocket? Did you put money in my pocket?
I listen to your show and I get...
You don't put anything in my pocket. It's losers like you who want a government to give you something. But where do you think it comes from? It comes from hardworking people like me, not from losers like you. That's all. Go whine in the streets. New York City, WOR. Dan, go ahead, please.
Michael, I think Obama's doing a magnificent job. I don't understand.
How good has he done with North Korea?
What has he done with North Korea?
North Korea has developed their nuclear weapons to the point where they're now threatening America. That's your idea of a good job?
North Korea developed its nuclear weapons during the Bush administration.
Well, wait a minute. Don't keep blaming Bush. Bush is gone. Obama's president for almost 6 months now. Stop with George Bush. Don't pass the buck. Obama had the chance to stop him from launching his last rockets. Why didn't he order the military to do it? Number two, Iran. Why is he doing nothing with Iran, saying he has nothing to say about the mullahs of Iran? Not even a statement in favor of the pro-democracy movement?
I'm happy to... Well, he's doing a nuanced job of maintaining our posture and maintaining our interests.
Hold on. Well, don't give me the word nuance. That's liberal double talk. He did nothing but support Ahmadinejad by saying it's not our business.
That is not true. What he did was, no, that is not true. What he said was he supported the will of the Iranian people. He had deep concerns about the legitimacy of the election. But what he wasn't going to do was meddle in Iranian politics. What he didn't
going to meddle. Then why is he meddling in Israeli politics?
Because Israel is part of our is an ally, and we're involved with Israel.
Well, you mean so we're allowed to meddle with allies but not meddle with dictatorships?
I'm not choosing the word meddle. You are.
You just used the word meddle. You used it, not me.
But in the case of Iranian...
You used it, not me. So in other words, if Franklin Delano Roosevelt didn't meddle with Germany, what would have happened?
Excuse me, meddling...
Why did Franklin Delano Roosevelt meddle with the dictatorship of Germany? Explain that to me. Excuse me.
You're an expert on words, Michael. Meddling is uninvited interference. Israel...
Stop using rhetoric with me. Don't try to trap me in the same kind of arguments that you used your entire life and destroyed your family with. Let's go back to Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Had he not stood up to Hitler, what would have happened to the world? You'd be a lampshade.
My life story, you know...
You'd be a lampshade. And that's because Franklin Delano Roosevelt meddled with Germany.
What are you talking about, meddle with Germany? He had a lend-lease agreement with Great Britain, and he was an ally of Britain, and they declared...
That's correct. So why is it that Obama's not an ally of the democracy movement in Iran?
This is no... Meddling in Iran would be...
You can't answer the question, can you? You think you're still in your muffler shop that you sold 5 years ago. But you're no longer in your muffler shop selling shoddy merchandise from China. You can't sell your shoddy merchandise on this show. Obama's a complete failure, and he is a neo-Marxist trying to impose a neo-Marxist agenda on this country. You know it, and I know it. And every brilliant person who knows what's going on knows that. So don't sit here double-talking me.
Well, I didn't own a muffler shop. It doesn't mean anything, but I also have a PhD. That doesn't mean...
So what? What does that matter? What'd you get out of a Kellogg's box?
And I know
what was your dissertation... Wait a minute. What was your dissertation on?
And what lend-lease means.
What was your dissertation on, since you have a PhD?
No evidence. You represent no...
Now, hold it. Stop. Stop or I'm hanging up on you. You just said you have a PhD. What is it in? What university is it from? And what was your dissertation about?
York University.
What did you just say?
University. Well, why would I don't need to prove my credentials.
You just said you have a PhD. I can name five people who never went to college who have PhDs. If you give enough money, you get a PhD. What was your dissertation about?
Please. I'm not...
You don't have a dissertation, so don't try credentials on me, you loser.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
Renee in Virginia, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm getting real tired of you, Mr. Savage.
Good. I'm glad you're tired of me. I'm glad you're tired of me. So what else is new? What else are you tired? What else are you tired of? I'm not the one wasting the nation's money. I don't give a damn what you're tired of. What, are you happy with Hassan killing people? Yeah, is that what you're tired of, that I'm saying that he screamed Allah Akbar and killed men? That's what you're tired of?
Are you going to scream at me, or are you going to let your caller?
I may scream at you. Who are you, after all?
I'll tell you who I am. I'm fed up with you and the Clintons and the Bushes pointing the finger at Barack Obama. He just got in the chair. He's not responsible for any of this crap that's going down out here.
You see, if you were any more intelligent, I would argue with you. But in addition to being ignorant, you're unintelligent. Obama inherited $1 trillion in debt, and his answer is to build it up into a $3 trillion debt? Is that how you run your household?
Mr. Savage, can I make my point and get off of your phone?
You can't make your point. You can answer my question, since you're so smart. He inherited $1 trillion debt, and he said, I'll solve it by raising it to $3 trillion. Is that your idea of balancing the budget?
You guys bring all these different people into...
Why don't you answer my question? What is it, you get a welfare check so you don't even have to balance a checkbook?
Check. Do you
have you ever balanced a checkbook in your life?
Yes, I have.
Have you ever met a payroll in your life?
Yes. I don't know about you, dummy. I went to your colleges and your trade schools, and it did me no good. Because
Wait. My colleges? What colleges do I own?
None of your business. Could I just make my point?
Take a walk. Go call a public television. In fact, go call the Obama FCC and tell them that I hung up on you. Go ahead. Call the diversity chief and tell them I hung up on you. See if I care, you dummy, you. Look what I have to do for a living with my education and what I've achieved. I have to talk to them. Okay, let's stop right here because I've had all I can take today.
Savage.
All right, let's go to the calls. Chuck is another caller from Chicago. Chuck, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Your distorted and actually false depictions of Hispanic people really indicate that it's you who's trying to foment racial unrest.
So in other words, it's I who threw rocks at the police in Arizona?
If there were rocks thrown at the police in Arizona, they were thrown by some people. Just as you cautioned that Obama...
Some people? Wait a minute, sir. I can tell by your voice that you're full of crap. You don't even know what you're talking about because your local news will not show you the footage of the riots going on in Arizona. So before you start making accusations, you better get all the facts. I'm sure you think the Tea Parties are full of racists. Is that correct?
First of all, it's you who needs the facts. You're almost wrong about everything that you say.
Okay. I'm almost wrong, but I have the show, and you're an unknown, unemployed big mouth in Chicago with nothing to do but listen to talk radio in the afternoon.
Why don't you let me talk? You know why?
What is it that you do for a living? Let me ask you something. Do you have a job?
Yeah, I'm an academic.
Oh, I figured so. Great. So, in other words, you're a public servant, and you live on the dole. You never held a private job in your life. You never produced a product or a service that anybody actually needed. Instead, you lord it over students, and if they don't listen to you, what do you do? Give them a D?
Debate me instead of using your...
I am not your student, sir, so don't try to talk down to me because I'll eat you up like a bonbon. You're now facing a real man. You don't face real men in your academic environment. So let's start with the facts. Now, show me where I'm wrong, factually. Let's put aside all of the argument. Where am I wrong?
We'll begin with a fact. Do you want to do it concerning Hispanics, or do you want to do it concerning any one of the many errors that you constantly
make? Let's talk about illegal immigration. Let's deal with something that's non-racial. Let's talk about illegal immigration. What do you know about the subject?
I know way more than you do. Now, first of all, you frequently...
I asked you what you know, so let's start with what you know. Wait a minute. What percentage of people in prison are illegal immigrants?
The percentage is not one-third, as you frequently bring
up. Yes, it is one-third. What are you going to tell me? No, none of our prisoners are here illegally?
No, that doesn't mean that it's not one-third. It's one-third of federal prisoners. Your argument
is so it is one-third of federal prisoners. That's correct. And what did they do to get into federal prison? What crimes did they commit?
Most of them are there for various immigration violations. That is
not true. Most of them are in there for drug dealing. You know that and I know that. Why is it that you're so soft on the dealing of black tar heroin? You certainly must read the New York Times. Even they ran the story 2 months ago showing the black tar heroin epidemic that is being disseminated throughout little towns in America. Does that not concern you for the students who go to college?
I'm like you. I really have read things. And I can tell you right now that what you are doing is, again, exaggerating and speaking illogically.
In other words, I nailed you to a cross, and now you're trying to tell me what I did wrong. All right, next case, Johnny. What else do you know that I don't know? What is it that you... let's talk about something else since you're such an expert in immigration. I've studied for 16 straight years, so I'm not a Johnny-come-lately to the subject. So let's bring up another fact, and let's see who's right and who's wrong. How much money does the illegal immigrant community net produce for the United States of America?
How much money do they net produce? My guess is that what they do is provide a great deal of services.
So you just said my guess is, because you're a typical academic who doesn't really know anything about business, because you've never produced a product or a service that anybody actually needs. The facts, my friend, do not support your guess. The facts are quite to the opposite. There is a net loss of revenue in the United States of America as a direct result of the public services that they are getting for free. You certainly understand that if you go to a hospital or if you go to a school, you can see the costs are extraordinary.
My point is not to debate the immigration policy, and I would also wonder what your facts are on that. My point is that you are distorting in order to be able to defame a group of people.
All right, now you're going back to your university double talk. I'm defaming what? When I say that there is rock throwing and violence in Arizona by the illegal aliens, tell me what is incorrect about that.
You are defaming Hispanic people instead of debating.
You know, you're full of crap. I'm not one of your students, Johnny, so stop talking down to me. There is rock throwing and violence coming out of the mobs in Arizona right now. I'm not defaming anybody. I'm telling people what they're not seeing because the vermin in the media won't show the pictures.
You know, you constantly make the claim that the media won't tell people something, and sometimes when you make that claim, the thing that you say they're not telling is reported on the very news interim.
Oh, so wait a minute, so now you're admitting that you did see the Hispanics in Arizona throwing rocks?
No, I'm saying that if there were some Hispanics throwing rocks, that is...
Of course not, that's absolutely true. So what do you make of the illegal immigrant who says they'll take up their shovels and axes and attack the American citizen with them? Is she also an anomaly?
There's one woman who said that. I think more than anything, those people are probably afraid. Now, don't get me wrong. I do think that the immigration policy is something that needs work in this country. I am not at all opposed to...
Professor, let me ask you something. Would you gladly give up your tenured professorship to an illegal immigrant?
There are not illegal immigrants seeking tenured professorships in this country.
Well, that's why you're able to sit there in your ivory tower with such incredible liberalness about illegal immigrants, because your job is not threatened. Is that correct?
That's not what the argument is here.
Oh, no, of course it's not the argument, because you won't permit it to become the argument. What about students who apply to your university for scholarships who are not citizens? Should they be entitled to scholarships, do you think?
No, I don't. I don't think that students should not be applying to schools for scholarships who are not citizens. I think there's a lot with immigration policy.
Should illegal immigrants be able to pay in-state tuition, or should they be forced to pay tuition as though they are not citizens, which they are not? I mean, I think you'd agree with me that universities are also businesses at the end of the day, and that even your job could be threatened if the budget doesn't support your salary. How in the world can we give in-state tuition to illegal immigrants, which is being done in Illinois and California? I think you'd agree with me on that one.
You know, I don't want to debate all sorts of specifics about the immigration policy, because in many cases I would agree that there are corrections that are necessary. The point here is that your distortion of Hispanic people is something that is not...
See, but you're the one who's distorting Hispanic people, not me. I have said nothing about Hispanic people. You're the one who said... From the time you entered this show, you've used the words Hispanic people at least 6 times. I have not used the words Hispanic people once. Why are you obsessed with these two words, Hispanic people?
What do you mean when you say that there's a race war brewing in the country? Who are you talking about?
I didn't say there's a race war brewing in the country. For a professor, you really need to be a little sharper in your listening. I realize that as professor, you generally don't listen, you only talk. I said, is Obama trying to spark a race war? That's a little different, is it not?
And who would be the participants in this race war?
Well, I don't know. Let's see what Obama said, and maybe you can answer it yourself. He said, I think a lot of white men are leaving Obama in droves, according to what I read. He didn't say that, but do you know what Obama said? He said, it will be up to each of you to make sure that the young people, African Americans, Latinos, and women, who powered our victory in 08, stand together once again. So he left out white men. Why would Obama have done that?
Well, again, I'm not sure what the context of that conversation is, and that isn't really what the issue is here. I don't think that you could extract from that comment that he is turning his back on all white men. And I think that you would fixate on something like that is more indicative of you than anything
else. I think
else.
You're fixating on Hispanic people, aren't you? You're the one who said Hispanic people over and over again. I said white male once.
Do you really think it is not rational or pertinent to talk about Hispanic people, given what your subject is here?
What are you saying? Well, what is it that you're saying about Hispanic people? I still haven't heard it.
Let me start once again. I am saying that your frequent distortion of facts and illogical depiction of arguments would seem to foment racial unrest. And it's
okay. So, what is it that's illogical in what I've said?
The extraction of
That one out of three prisoners in federal lockup are illegal immigrants. We agreed on that. Is that correct? So where's the distortion? We both agreed that it's one out of three. It's 30% of federal prisoners are illegal aliens.
And you usually present that as one out of three prisoners. You never used a qualifier in federal prisons. As you're aware...
All right, now you agree that it's in federal prisons. It's probably much higher in local prisons.
No, it's higher
in county prisons. So why are so many hospitals closing along the border with Mexico? Isn't it because the illegal immigrants have utilized services to which they're not entitled?
Listen, you simple-minded fraud.
Oh, in other words, I got you. Now you're reverting like Gordon Brown to the rat you really are. You see, you started using bad names, you bum. I nailed you to a cross. I pity the children who sit in your class, you bum. You should be thrown out of the university. You should give your job to an illegal alien, you rat bum. I'll be back.